Hi Martin, it's a pleasure to speak with you after so long. I was looking over some old audio the other day and realized the last time you and I spoke was back in July. Now in November, how are things, the last few months, and what's been going on both on and off the pitch for you?
Okay, so when I remember when we speak last time was a nice summer weather. Now it changed a little bit, but everything is good. You know how the life here in Mallorca is fantastic. Now in second division, we start with new objectives, with new coach, with new things, new players, and final now I think we are doing a good job. So this is good. We are in position. Good position in the table, but it's still positive and okay. At final, everything is normal now. Crucial months with a national team and important matches here with Mallorca. So like normally, training, doing good, trying getting better and enjoying the life at most possible.
That's the way. That's certainly the way, Martin. You're one of the players which has been more or less totally consistent in a much rotated side during the early stages of the campaign under the new manager, Luis Garcia Plaza. Has the boss spoke to you about his confidence in you and your ability? And what has it been like working with him?
I think coach, when he came, was not easy also for him because he was during the last 2 3 years working with Vicente, and all we had with him a good relationship. But coach was very very clever, and from the first day he gave us this line of the work, how he wants, what he wants from us, and I think it's working. Of course, the first match was not easy for us, and with a bad result. But I think it was a this maybe this point where we understand now is another time, second league, what we have to do and what we want to do, and with this mentality, what the coach is giving to us and all his staff, we are now from the second match doing good games. I think also good performance with positive results.
That's seven, so you said performances, but seven consecutive clean sheets, and you were just a few minutes away from breaking a club record for games without conceding. How hard is it to go so long without letting a goal in? And what do you put that form down to? Has it been like a tactical change or a change in shape, perhaps? How did we pull that off?
Yeah, I think also the most important that is that we work a lot in this defensive phase now of the game, like a team. All the team is working very, very hard, and maybe a little bit tactical changes from coach are that we are a little bit more solid, more compact, and we are playing very far away from our goal. So this is permitting us the stealing the balls on the half of our opponent, and at final I think it's the mix of the hard work, these good relations in the group, and all these things when function, we can do this record. Or I think we was some far minutes now from the record of the club. Okay, we was not obsessing with this record, but we are obsessing with our hard work, with our job, and of course with our results and our performance on the field.
Antonio Rayo, Franco Russo, Alexander Sedlar, and yourself. The boss recently said that he has the best centre back selection in the whole of the league, the entire league. Is that something you agree with? What's it like working with such quality in defence, day in, day out?
For the first, I want to say that for sure we have a really, really quality players in the defense, but the point is that we really work like a team. From the attackers, what are doing this defensive phase, this pressing very, very well, and this is helping and doing our job easier for the defenders. But of course, for the category, I think we are four center backs, also like our right full and left full back. We are in good quality players for this category, but what I say, the most important is this work, how is working all the team, and this is the most important. And if someone said that we are maybe the best like this defending package in the league. It's a big compliment, but I think we have to work every day, every match to not wrong them. they are right. So it's nice to listen it, but also it's a little bit like we have to work it and do it every time.
Away from domestic football briefly, I believe a congratulations is in order. You and Slovakia are now just a player final away against Northern Ireland, away from booking your ticket to the Euros for only the second time, I believe, in your national history. What would qualifying mean for you and your home country? And do you believe you can do it?
Yeah, so for me, I can't describe it. No, it can happen, and I believe it can happen. It's really big. I think it's one of these dreams, no, for every player to play on a tournament like is a European. And I think the same for the country. We are a small country, and in the last decade we had every time good players and good teams, and they was able to qualify also for European or the World Cup. So it's a big thing, it's a big tournament, and we want to be there. And now we are just one step from this big objective.
Turning our attention back to matters here at Mallorca as we come to the end of our catch-up, I'd like to conclude matters with a quick chat about our new boys, our new signings. Jordi Mbola, Amath Ndai, Murilo, Mark Condona. That's a lot of fire attack. You know, that's a lot of firepower in attack, a lot of offensive signings. What's it been like training with our new offensive players? And have they been giving you a hard time in training? They look very sharp on the pitch.
Of course, these are big quality players. Jordi, he is a fantastic one against VAR. The same Amad, Mark Androna, or Cardona, or another players what are really quality players, fast players. And I think also this happened. This help us to our to defenders to be still on this high level, also on training. And after we can use this experience from training also in the matches. And it's very important to have these players because they can be players who decide the game by one action by themselves. So, are very quality players. I think we are a really good group and really good players. So, we have to have this the highest objectives for this season. It's enormous.